The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America and the Indiana primaries. No polling in Indiana, but a Wall Street Journal Marist opinion poll, NBC, has Trump a mile in front. Harley.
Yeah, he's having, this ought to tell you everything you really need to know. Donald Trump is having two rallies today in Indiana. Ted Cruz, five. Now, John Kasich is avoiding Indiana to give Ted Cruz a better run at Trump, which Trump said was a really dumb business idea. He said, let me go one-on-one with him, please. He said, thank you very much. Because the reality is, if Trump wins, and he's likely to win tomorrow, it's over for Ted Cruz. He's mathematically unable to stop him from getting to the nomination, probably getting it.
So do you think Trump can get the 1,237 delegates?
Yes.
Right.
I do now.
That's game, set, and match them.
Because his victories have been so big in places like New York, and tomorrow's winner take all there in Indiana, so it'll be big. Bernie Sanders, by the way, admitted he needs to win every race from here on out if he's going to stop Hillary Clinton, and that he's just obviously not going to do.
Mm. Well done, Harley. That sums it up. There we are, Trump v. Clinton. Teachers in Detroit.
They called in sick again today. Most of the schools are closed, all but three of them. The district announced it was running out of money and by summertime wouldn't have enough money, so the teachers got sick. The teachers' union suggested maybe they'd run a fever or something, and it's the union's way of pressuring the state legislature to increase the funding. Detroit's former bankruptcy judge says, this is an overreach. What'd you do that for? You know, because you just cost the district another couple $1 million they can't afford to lose.
Very clever. Very clever thought. What about the duck?
Vanessa the duck came back, got her usual very warm welcome at Village Elementary School. That's in Heartland, Michigan. The duck loves the school's courtyard, which is fully enclosed, so she knows she's safe in there, right? Each year, she lays her eggs there and then leads her ducklings through the hallways of the school.
Oh, how lovely.
To the delight of all those little kids. Yeah, that way she moves out, makes a new home in a nearby pond. The kids make sure that the hallways are all lined with black paper so that she can see the way out without any trouble. And that, I say each year, for 13 years now, the same duck raises her family in that same spot.
That's a beautiful story.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good on you.
Ducks. Pretty cool duck.
The duck goes to school in Michigan. Well done, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America.